Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I love you, Uncle Mike.
Aww.
See.
Oscar, be nice to Shannon.
What?
Be nice to Shannon.
We love you, Rob.
Aww.
F you, Rob.
I beg to differ, sir. We started a game we never got to finish. Play for blood, remember? I was just fooling about.
Messing about.
I wasn't. Mm. And this time, it's legal.
Oh!
All right, Lunger. Let's do it. Say when.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We have an inordinate amount of yaks today on the Mike O'Mara Show. And for purpose of setting it up for you, I can't really waste much time. When I've got this many yaks, I got to dive right
in. Jump in.
And yeah, man. The reason I dive right in is because this is kind of a precursor tease to the Yak Shack. Because, during the entire history of the Yak Shack, I believe we've only had one superstar that I would describe as a legitimate superstar. And let's dive right in because, ladies and gentlemen, our superstar is back.
You know, I laid low for a while. It's Mike from Yuba.
Hey, it's Mike.
I had shtick, and I was ready to go. And I waited too long, and I had a few too many drinks, and so now I sound like a dumbass. All right, I may have sounded like a dumbass in the past, but I'm just a little disappointed with these guys that are coming in. Mr. Kenny Bunk, I'm going to do a weed assessment. I'm going to give you my critique on this. Come on, man. I grew up in California. Your crap you're seeing now, I was seeing 15 years ago. Excuse me if I got to go freaking Clint on you, but
see why I did this.
Yeah,
I had no choice. I had no choice. Mike.
Just to pause.
Hello,
Mike.
There he is.
Totally lost it. Waited too long. Got too hammered. That was good shtick. Oh. I got better shtick than all those numb nuts. I bang more quick, piss more blood, and smoke more dope than all those numb nuts put together. They need to shut their cake holes. Yeah. He's stealing my stuff. I was the original. I was the original multiple caller. And I had good shtick. This time, I'm a dumbass. I'm screwing up. I'm making a fool of myself.
Mike
and I get that. Yes. That's all right. I'm a little hammered. Whatever.
A little.
Come on. By the way, I plan on buying...
Can't not smile.
A ton of fruitcakes. Because, Mike, I want to sit next to you during the show.
I'd love it.
Awesome.
I'd love it. And that was his call.
That's all right. All
that was
it.
Excellent.
Strong.
So that said, set up Mike from Yuba. And,
I like
well,
that.
Well, you would think that was it. But, of course, Mike from Yuba, that was really part one of six. Mm.
Six?
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike from Yuba.
Yes, me again. I'm really hammered this time.
Hi, Mike.
I was going to call about an hour and a half ago, but
yeah.
I had some things I had to do.
Sure. I understand.
Around the house. And,
I'm hurting. My face
right now.
But I...
Why does he make me laugh?
There it goes again. Damn it. Gotta make that connection. All right, guys. I'm done making an ass of myself.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Mike. Bye. We'll talk to you next week.
Mike.
Or this week. Let's listen to this
more.
Okay,
more.
I'm sorry. It's Mike from Yuba again. You know... You can't blame me because I live in California and I got a lot better smoke than any dumbass in Kenny Bunk All right, so just leave me the f*** alone.
Oh,
right.
Dear.
Oh,
dear.
Wow.
Good. Lots of editing.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, and good happy life.
All right.
That's a good Mike, question. I have a theory as to why he makes you smile.
Yeah.
And it's a twofold. Oh, sorry.
That's Mike from Yuba, Rob.
Yeah, I know.
You know. You like to interrupt, but that's okay. Go ahead.
I thought the call was done. I didn't realize
that's
there was
okay.
a roar.
That's okay.
It's his timing and his lack of linear thought. And you never know where it's going to go. It's almost like a thrill ride.
Ah, very yeah. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Well, he's done.
Okay.
Or maybe not.
Oh, you cannot put any of those on. Like I'm giving you permission. I was way too hammered.
Mike from
Yuba. I've been trying to call you guys for a while. I was thinking about it. But my lady was in town and distracted the hell out of me, and now I'm drained of all common sense.
Yeah.
All right. A woman will do that.
Whoa. Whoa.
Oh, what?
Mike? Mike, you all right? Only two more. I'm
That's
not going to tease anymore.
Just two?
Mike from Yuba.
It still hurts. I'm never drinking again.
That's call number five.
That was rather short.
And we wrap it up with Mike from Yuba, ladies.
Okay, let's see if we can not embarrass ourselves.
Right. I doubt that.
You ready?
I really doubt
I'm ready.
That.
You ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready. All right. Okay. And scene. Well, I didn't think you had it in you. I'm your Huckleberry.
Yeah.
Why, Johnny Ringo? You look like someone just walked over your grave.
I didn't hear this part.
Twice not with you, Holiday. I beg to differ, sir. We started a game we never got to finish. Play for blood, remember? I was just fooling about.
Messing about.
I wasn't.
Mm.
And this time. It's legal.
Oh.
All right, Lunger. Let's do it. Say when.
Oh, God. Yeah.
You're no Daisy. Come on. Come on. You're no Daisy. You're no Daisy at all. Poor soul. You were just too high strung. I'm afraid the stress was more than he could bear. Oh, I wasn't as sick as I made out.
Oh.
Mike from Yuba. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that is the last call from Mike from Yuba.
A beautiful, Mike. God. It was a beautiful doppel trilogy.
Oh,
six calls and a wonderful build. I love the build.
You know, except no substitutes. I'm sorry. I don't know what it is.
No, because
it's much like radio. You can't put your finger
you
on it.
You want to listen to them.
Yeah,
you don't want to meet them. You know what I mean?
Don't want him to win that contest.
Yeah,
I desperately don't want him. But
he's
then,
a genius. He's an evil genius.
But then he takes my thing. I love that scene.
Right.
I've seen that scene of all the scenes. Maybe it means I'm sick of all the scenes in Tombstone. The Johnny Ringo Doc Holliday gunfight at the very end of the movie is one of my all time. Come on. Just do how strong. Oh, God. All right. I didn't know that one because I don't listen to all of Mike from Yuba.
Right.
I just listen to the beginning. Oh, there he is again. And I'll put it on there. And that's the way I do. But the suffice to say, it's the TMOS Yak Shack coming
beautiful.
Up on today's show. And in order to get them all in, we're going to have to start early. So Mike from Yuba, salute. Start the show, Rob.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You're inviting me to a funeral?
Patti LaBelle is singing Lady Marmalade, Lady Marmaduke, whatever the hell it is. Jay Leno, he's going to be the MC. And not to kill the lily, but you might have a front row seat to Miss Barbara.
Did you tell Jay to keep it short?
And Norman, it is my prayer that the pain you're experiencing now is God's way of transforming you into a less annoying human being.
She never liked me.
How do you piss off Patti LaBelle?
You call her Roberta Flack?
You know, one of the greatest joys of my life was having Eileen as a friend. So she sent me to see her husband, big-time agent Norman Newlander. And when I say big time, remember, this is the man who discovered Buster Thornton.
Who's Buster Thornton?
Exactly. Anyway, I'm not in his office 5 minutes. He says to me, you know, your jaw's too big. You're going to frighten children. I said, I don't play for children. He said, it doesn't matter. It's distracting. Oh, in your head, it looks like a piece of urban folk art.
What happened to keeping it short?
You know, folks, I could stand up here and slam Norman all day until my jaw falls off. But this is about Eileen. And per her request, she had a performer that touched her, well, like no other. Someone who really needs no introduction. So, Eileen, this is for you.
My God, you got her? Wait for it.
That's a man.
It's what we could get.
He's magnificent.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Rob, continuing on the theory that I believe you and I finally figured out with Wayne Newton, that
what's that?
The reason they all talk like that is because of the inordinate amount of plastic surgery.
Yeah, it's from that.
Is that what it is?
I believe so. That is a show on Netflix called The Kaminsky Method.
Yeah,
and the stars
are... Won a Golden Globe, I think.
Yeah, it was very, very good, but it's always fun to watch Michael Douglas fight with his mouth.
Because... You see, the thing is, when you have a few too many nips and tucks. Let me see if I can do an experiment.
Yeah.
I have not had any plastic surgery because I get up in the morning, look in the mirror, and go, why?
Exactly.
You know, there's really, you know, you got to be at a certain level of appearance to make that worth
to preserve, right.
It's almost why I like to keep the weight up. But anyway, I digress. This is, all right, if I pull this back like this.
Right.
You're fighting with the skin that's not supposed.
Yeah.
If you let it go, you're naturally speaking.
Your pie hole doesn't get actually larger.
Exactly. And there's an experiment right on screen because he does a lot of scenes there with Alan Arkin, who has had nothing done and talks wonderfully.
Well, Alan Arkin has sounded like that since 1971. So anyway, live from the Podcast Village. Michael!
Thank you!
Live from the Podcast Village studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners unrivaled in their support. We appreciate all of you, and thank you for supporting everything we do from Slick Poo, Idaho. Be tough to beat that one. Rockland, California. Saint Louis du Haha, Canada. That's near Quebec, don't you know? Indy Atlantic, Florida, Mercer Island, Washington, The Hague, Netherlands. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and it's all about fruitcakes. Now, should I just au naturel tell you about fruitcakes, or should I read your written word? Because I know you put a great deal of effort into it, and
I like the written word today. Tomorrow you can freeform, but today I like this copy.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Written by Rob Spiewak.
Thank you. Sometimes
I like to say that when he's written days and days and days of me screaming horrible things at our listeners.
All right.
I like
works.
To make sure that you know it comes
You're in character. Anyway. This is a character piece.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the fruitcake future commercial for today.
Thank you.
Look at you. You finally got a promotion at work. Commissioner of the Office Football League. Nice. So, you email the results to everyone, and everyone hates them. Huh? Don't they? Small font, hard to follow, incomplete data. They really let you have it. And you know why?
Why?
Because you're not special. And why should they give you the benefit of the doubt? Did you write that the way I thought you wanted it? And why shouldn't they give you the benefit of the doubt? He's in my brain.
Yes, it does.
Because your dad was a mayor or something? Sorry, sister. You ain't him. There's nothing keen or notable about you. I sensed that this was going to be something that I had to disclaim. So if you assume that we're going to let you order a TMOS signature fruitcake after the September 30th deadline, wise up, you putts. There will be no second chance, no exceptions. Order now or do without. You're not special. Don't screw it up. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. Go to our website, buy as many as you can, MikeO'MaraShow.com, and click the banner, plus a chance at a golden ticket to D.C. and a platinum ticket to Florida that Mike from Yuba is trying desperately
to angling, get. Angling.
Just make sure to do it now and tell the mayor he better not wait either. Get on the stick, Tony. You're not so great. Gary Kimball. My God, Maddie, what did he do to you today? Good Lord.
Rob always acts like he has my back and everything, and he just does this.
All I'm saying is you need to act now. There's urgency at hand.
Send that to Tony.
Yeah, get the air check that to the mayor.
Very, very exciting. All right, we're back to the action because we got a ton of them and wanted to get to them. And I appreciate them, and I'm still enjoying them.
Yeah, it's fun.
And I know people are just, well, we're going to get to them today because that's just what we do. And to start the yaks today, as much as I just got done saying I love them, I'm not sure I love this guy.
Oh, really?
But, you know him, you love him. Let's get started on the TMOS Yak Shack, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Mike, it's Frank from Brantford, Connecticut again.
Oh, him.
Evidently, Orlando Bloom is English, and he's speaking in an English accent. So I thought it sounded Irish. Maybe it's because it's supposed to be a different dialect, seeing it's 7th century fantasy. I don't know, but scratch that last.
Hello, Frank.
Yak, and I'll try again. Oh. My apologies. Bye-bye.
All right, Frank.
So Orlando Bloom, how is he related to you, Pony?
You know, on my cousin's side.
Pony Boy Bloom and Orlando Bloom. Mm.
Remember, he started that answer with you know.
Yeah, of course he did.
Let's get another call on the team.
I'll warn you next time.
It's Frank from Brantford again.
Oh.
This should be short. Yes, Carnival Row on Amazon. Orlando Bloom, I believe, is doing an Irish accent, and I know you're a master at that, so I'm curious if you think he's doing a good job with it. I think he is, but I'm not an expert like you.
Yeah, thank you.
It looks like it's really well done, so just jumping into Carnival Row, I am giving it a thumbs up. All right, bye-bye. Thanks.
I won't be watching that. All right, very good. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate
he's great. He brings a great energy and great wit.
Let's get on track here. With
please,
the
please, please.
Actually, we have a Carla fan.
Ooh,
a Carla fan.
Boom. Nice.
Very, very exciting.
Fellas, YBK here. That's right, your boy from Kenny Bunk.
Oh, no.
Calling in with a message for Mike. Mike, dude, I'm going to remind you of something. I'm going to remind you that you're a 65-year-old man.
60.
Who uses a CPAP at night.
Yes.
Struggles through 18.
No, I don't.
With 2 replaced hips.
Yeah, that's true.
And God knows what other kind of malady you're dealing with.
Digestive.
Yeah.
And the other reality that I'd like to remind you of is that your wife is hot AF. If that woman wants a French bulldog, you run right the F out. You buy her a French bulldog. You ask her what color she would like. You want a little one? Would you like a larger one? Is there a breeder you have in mind? Of all the asks that your blue chip wife may come to the table with, a dog is the least that you should be worried about.
Yeah.
Now, I would say find a shelter. There's probably a dog that needs to be adopted, but
I agree.
Then I'd look at Carla again, and I'd say, F yeah, Carla.
Yeah.
Let's go get a fresh bulldog. All right, my man. Tell everybody if they're not.
All right. You know what, Mr. Kenny Bunk, you do have a point.
Yeah, and I think
and
you
it
can
is
get
our
away.
Anniversary week, and next week's her birthday. So I mean, you know, we are at that time. But you know what? It's right now. Life is just so nice. It's just so Frankie's been trouble free, not having the two, and a French bulldog is just a pug with pointy ears.
Yeah, another smush face.
But I get it. I understand what he's saying.
Yeah,
I understand what he's saying. But it's still a pain in the ass.
I think you should be able to go to a breeder, though, because you've already have a one in the plus column since Carla rescued you. You're technically a rescue.
Yeah, I was a rescue.
Yeah.
I was a rescue. I was a divorce rescue. Yeah. People don't realize that, but the divorce shelter.
The divorce shelter. I remember
only
you.
For men, only male dogs and a series of cages.
They were going to put you down.
They were going to put me down. I was about 2 weeks away from being put
down. I would
down.
Visit you. I remember I was visiting you between marriages, and I was making sure they were letting you have time outside to run. And I'd say,
and dig.
And dig, you know. You're a good ass. So hey,
okay, Mr. Kenny Bunkport, one bone of contention here regarding the little puppy factory that we went down to. And it's not a puppy mill. They talk about how it's AKC, and they've got all this team of vets. Would you like to know? Anybody like to hazard a guess at the ducats required to put that little beast in the O'Mara family? Would you like to know?
I'll guess. French bulldog. You live in a nice part of Florida. $1,500.
I'll take the over.
We'll give me a number.
All right. I'll say 1,800.
How about $4,000?
What?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cost prohibitive.
$4,000. There's not any creature that licks its balls that is worth $4,000, in my humble opinion.
I don't know. Santos was pretty expensive. I don't really recall the number exactly, but it was pretty expensive.
When did that happen? When did it happen, that were multiple thousands of dollars for,
what
for
you
dogs?
Get. I got a Westworld dog that doesn't bark, that just follows Shannon around, doesn't deuce in the house. You pay for what you get.
Yeah, it's not like you can pay for a magic dog that's not.
You can
poop.
Go and get a news dog at a shelter that was trained properly, and then something happened. You can go pick one out. That's when you could save a life. That's what you should probably.
And
be
you
doing.
Can train the dog to not deuce. You can train the dog to not bark.
Yeah, I might speak to her about that tonight. About a shelter rescue.
Pull out of her heartstrings.
Yeah, I might do that. We'll see.
Do what we did. We went to a German Shepherd rescue site, and they gave us Linus, and we ran his DNA, and he has everything except German Shepherd in him. They totally.
What about that one dog you lost?
What's that?
What about that one dog you lost?
He's an.
You went to a German German Shepherd rescue site.
It was a German.
To get the beagle.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Because when he was a
he's
puppy,
he's all beagle. He's every inch beagle.
But when he was a puppy, he looked like he could have had Shepherd in him. He had that sort of boxy head.
So you got him for free.
Yeah. He was a rescue. Good boy.
See, I think I like the idea of a rescue. I really do. All right. But anyway, thanks for the call.
An older dog, Mike. Then that would be sweet as well.
My trophy wife wants a dog. All right. Let's go. Let's
15, 16 years old.
This is a retirement. I don't know. It just says a retirement.
Okay.
Not mine. I'm here for a while. Let me play a retirement.
Hey, guys. It's Diamond Dave. I'm stuck in traffic. And speaking of which, I wanted to say...
I want to interrupt him. Everybody's got a name lately, you know? It's Diamond Dave.
We used to have a no-nickname policy on previous incarnations.
Yeah, but I can't implement it on the
I think that's Dave Smolar.
I think it is, too. Yeah. And I think you know what? Everybody, just listen to me. Let's back off on the nicknames, okay? All right,
that's
let's back
Stewart
it off.
Telling you that, you talk to your people a little bit. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So back off on the nicknames. A little tedious. Right?
If you want to add, maybe you're this guy from this town. That's pushing your luck.
I love identifying where you're from. That's fine with me. I got no problem with that.
But nicknames, nicknames cannot be. You can't give yourself a nickname. We saw this in Seinfeld when George wanted to be T-Bone.
It's a little creepy.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't associate you with diamonds, David.
Right, let's go back.
There you go.
Happy, healthy retirement. To 74-year-old Bob Marburg, the Dean of Washington Traffic, WTOP's own Bob Marburg, is now retired. And so I was going to tell a little joke about one of his favorite jokes. The guy in a mid-class semi Kenworth, and he's heading down 270 south of 370, south of Gaithersburg, see. And he's going down, and he's in lane three of four lanes. And another guy comes down past him on the right, which you know you shouldn't do because that's a slow lane. Anyway, the guy past him on the right ends up in the CD transition lane. And the guy in the semi doesn't know what to do. So he starts going a little faster, and you get another one coming up on the side of him. Then you got a mid-class, and his DV, his disabled vehicle, shows up on the shoulder. So... they're all trying to butt back and forth, and then the other guy goes by in the emergency lane. Anyway, so they end up on the spur, and they're going around the spur to join up onto the outer loop. And really. So anyway, so the one guy says...
Okay, I get it. I get it.
Pretty funny.
He's given jargon for a traffic. Bob Marger, by the way, the most, kind of a curmudgeon-y traffic guy that was really the voice of traffic on that station that just prints money.
And when you talk about nicknames, I always love the nickname they had for Bob Marburg, which was the haircut.
The haircut, the Dutch boy.
Yeah.
The Dutch boy haircut. pretty amazing when a man in his 70s wears a Dutch boy haircut.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty stunning. I'm talking about hair.
And appealing. Appealing.
I'm talking about bangs straight down. Like at some point he said, I'm going to leave it like this and it's going to be my signature.
Exactly.
And that's it. And by the way, Bob has been on a station for a million years called WTOP.
Right.
Let me tell you the story of this all news station, WTOP. In a land long ago, far, far away, there was a rating system in Washington, D.C. that was used with diaries where people would write down their radio listening habits. And a lot of radio stations and radio personalities did extremely well during this system. Then along came this system known as the personal people meter,
right,
which was an electronic device that was designed to show who was listening electronically and take out the guesswork.
Yes.
And every single radio station in Washington, D.C., that flushing sound you heard was every other station besides WTOP going down the toilet. And they still... every ratings, but it's just not.
It's no longer personality-driven rating.
Because they never can quantify with the new personal people meters. They can't differentiate hearing and listening.
So true. That's well it. Said. Well
that's
said.
That's it. And so that's it. And WTOP is losing one of their icons, Bob Marburg, who I used to listen to with the traffic. And he always sounded a little bit borderline pissed off, didn't he?
I think he was annoyed.
Pissed off at his barber.
Well, that can't get by that haircut. I wish we could put a picture of him up on our website.
I know. Google it.
That would be wonderful.
Google it. It's worth it.
Google Bob Marburg. All right. Let's go to this first break with a joke, because that last joke was so scary funny.
It was.
I didn't ask for jokes this week, but we got a joke.
Take yokes.
Yeah, okay. Yokes.
I hope it's a joke. Let's listen.
Hey, it's Diamond Dave. I think I got cut off.
Oh.
And so anyway, so the other guy says, I said sprocket, not socket. Anyway, happy retirement and good luck, Bob Marburg, and all the little flyers out there.
What?
Thank you. Great phone. All right. Thank you very much. On that note, we'll take a break.
Everything you hope for, Mike?
Everything I hope for. I didn't realize it was part two. So many part twos.
A lot of them. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to part two ourselves into oblivion here. We'll take a break and come back with a complaint.
Know
you love your complaints.
Nice.
By the way, everybody gets a shot once or twice on the Yak Check.
That's what happens.
So, that's how we love it. 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. Always open for your convenience. We'll take a rest. Oscar, you okay?
I'm good.
Oscar,
I'm good. Right. I'm good. Thank you. I'm good.
Oscar's giving me the RBF today like you would. Oscar's got the resting bitch face today that is just driving me nuts.
I don't think he liked the traffic jargon.
Okay, very good.
Smaller.
We'll take a break.
It's smaller. And,
we'll come back with more right here, everybody. Thank you.
Mike. Hey, it's Angie with a whole new Oh My Golf show out now. And it is back to school. Yeah, the kids are back in class. And we got some bus stories to share. And I know that you're going to love this, Mike, because I know you love that school bus. And she's back. We're talking about Tamron Hall. We sit down with her and go one-on-one as she gets ready to launch her new daytime TV talk show. And for all the fashionistas out there, Rob Spiewak, we're looking at you. We are diving into the September issue of Washingtonian Magazine, and you might recognize a familiar face. Subscribe to the Oh My Golf Show now on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or Facebook. Bye.
Thank you, Angie. Love, 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 love Angie Goff. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Listen to some amazing numbers from Cornerstone. At this very moment, we have $6.3 trillion, Mr. Powers. $6.3 trillion in tappable home equity in the United States. That's the highest amount of tappable equity ever. Tap, 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 tap.
Right.
So the time has come to tap it. Go on. Go on. Tap it. Tap it. Tap it real good. Tap it. Tap. Rates are at their lowest level in 3 years. So almost every homeowner in the country can benefit from a refinance right now. Go on. Tap it.
Tap it.
Tap it. Tap, 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 tap it. Tap it. You need to call Cornerstone First Financial because they'll tap it for you.
Right.
Cornerstone will guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. Some restrictions apply, but if you're in the market for a refi or a new mortgage, or you need to take out some equity or eliminate PMI, tap it!
Tap it! It. Tap it, Oscar.
Tap it.
Tap it! Whoa!
Tap it!
Whoa!
Now.
Tap it! Tap it! Do yourself a favor and call Cornerstone Go over your specific situation and options to find out if you can tap it. Tap it real good. Tap it nice.
Nice.
Cornerstone licensed in California, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Tap it.
Tap it.
Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com, or you can call them at this number, 866-625-1221, 866-625-1221. And when they pick up the phone, you say, won't tap it.
Tap it.
Going to tap it for me.
Tip, 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 tip.
Depends on who answers.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention.
Joe, it's fine.
From application to closing, all the way through that whole process until you get to tap it. Tap it. One now. Oh, tap it. Tap it. Tap it. Welcome back to the TMOS Yak Jack, everybody. This is a call entitled paneling. Let's listen, shall we?
Hi, guys. Clay from Warrington, VA. I loved the long segment on Friday when you took Rob to a Vietnamese re-education camp about how he prefers to watch TV rather than work for the show. That should be a weekly feature. You should really consider that.
Right, that's Slammin' Rob.
I'm glad Patton Oswalt is dead to you. I love his unobtrusive voiceover on the Goldbergs. But his appearances on the podcast Hideout don't add value, and can we finally agree to stop saying paneling? And Maddie.
Oh.
Dear sweet Maddie, don't want to date you, but I got a solution for your bridge problem. Does your car have a trunk? Oh. Ralph Spiewak awoke before dawn. He put his boots on. He took a face from the ancient gallery, and he walked on down the stairs. He went to the room where his television lived. He said, "Television, I want to watch you."
Wow.
"Television, I want to..." Then a robber came in, and I was faced with a dilemma. F Rob or F the robber? I went with F Rob. It just felt right.
What is going on?
Love the show, guys.
Well, Rob, sorry about that. I don't listen to him all. I don't know. I don't know. I heard the dig at the beginning, and then the comment about paneling, and that's where I cut it off.
Rather blatant. What he was doing was sort of a riff on the Doors song, "The End."
Oh.
And I walked on down the hall.
He called last week, didn't he? As I'm the Grim Reaper with the Veda Veda.
I hope that's the last time he ever called.
I don't know if I like. Oh, I know I don't. But the whole trunk situation with Maddie.
Trunk situation turned us all off.
Yeah, and that, and also that ended. Yeah. And it was weird because it ended without end, like any sort of yeah. It was a cliffhanger.
All right.
Do you think that I was going to be in your trunk?
I don't know.
We able
what
to
I
identify numbers when people call in? Do we have the numbers on record?
Yeah, we could. Yes, I think we could.
All
do
right,
that,
just
yeah.
checking. Mm-hmm. Next call is waiting game. I don't know what this means. Waiting game. Yeah, I go through them early in the morning, late at night. Go through them. Don't remember them.
Okay.
Waiting game. Let's listen.
Hi, I haven't been drinking, but I am sitting here waiting for my wife to get out of the hair salon.
A good man.
And it sucks. Been in there like an hour. Smells like a French whorehouse. Horrible. So I thought, well, I'll come outside. It's a nice day here in Kansas. And all it is all these damn kids on their scooters going around, scooting. It's really pissing me off.
Wow.
Trying to find a branch or sticks or some rocks so I can throw at them. Pissing me off.
All right.
Damn scooters.
Okay, thank you.
Scooters.
Thank you very much.
I'm old.
Okay, bye-bye. Carla was listening to me earlier this morning going through the acts, and... you know, just in passing, she comes by in her little esthetician outfit and goes, "Your listeners are weird." I said, "Thank you. Thank you very much."
Bunch of wackadoos.
She's just stating this now?
Yeah, wackadoos.
Wackadoos.
But hey, this has got to be positive. This says an endorsement. Would you
oh,
like
good.
To hear an endorsement?
Yes.
All right, let's listen.
"You cakes is different from the rest. I knew y'all special from the moment I smelled you. It's in your candy cherries and pecans and nutmeg.
Fruitcake endorsement.
It's written all over your secret recipe. You're going to make me happy. I want you all to fall into my belly. Let's devour some cake now."
Okay.
"Eat cake until we're the
fullest." It's August, right? It's September, August.
Fruitcake.
Yes.
fruit. Oh, it's spring forever.
That's the bit.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. It took a while for us to figure. I knew it was something. Ellicott City. Let's go to beautiful. Isn't that the place that gets the terrible flooding?
Every 2 years, you get a 100-year flood.
We'll always take a call from Ellicott City.
Hi, guys. This is Alicia from Ellicott City. Mike, this call is for you because I love you and I care about you.
Thank you.
I was just listening to Tuesday's show when you're talking about the coverage of Hurricane Dorian and that you wanted to go back to American University to teach about controlled broadcasting. Mm-hmm. I love you, man, but you're not the guy. I mean, I listen to you on this show and on Political Persuasion, and I worry about you. I mean, you're not controlled broadcasting. That's not your forte, and that's why I love you. But yeah, not controlled broadcasting. Just my 2 cents. Bye.
Counterpoint?
You got a point, I guess. You know, I usually I get pretty ramped up, so I guess you know, sometimes when you get a call like that and you're really when it's identified as, you know, your faults are pointed out to you and you completely understand what's going on. You know, you want to have a calm response, you know?
Yeah. Sure.
You don't want to say that, you know, the next time a severe thunderstorm comes through and a series of them, you know, I hope that you're in your favorite gift shop and it goes up 8 feet and you're underwater.
Like, what the hell?
Come on, man.
Sorry.
They're still recovering.
All right. You know what? I wish the people, I'm not going to let her.
No.
I'm not going to let her ruin my esteem for all the people of Ellicott City. You know what? And by the way, there would probably be collateral if she was swept away.
The last thing you want is for her to be in her gift shop and have her Hummels float away.
Yeah. And you don't she's want right that. About that, though. She's right. That's what hurts most. She's absolutely right.
No, but she's not. Here's
the teach about control.
Mike, just because your style doesn't lend itself to it,
no.
You could teach it. You could teach it. You don't need to be a practitioner of it. You could teach it.
Thank you, Rob. But I think Jim Farrell from down here at Wink News in Fort Myers, Florida. Well, here we are. Dorian coming up the coast of Florida. Now, we're going to have to realize that it's about 100. He's just... Jim Farrell is the guy I want piloting my plane.
What if he taught it and brought you in as like a speaker and your presentation was waterboarding toppers shut?
Mike, this is meant as a compliment. You would be the Sam Kennison.
Yes.
Like in at American University, like in old school.
Well, thank you, Mr. Helper. Let's take a call.
Listening to your Beatles albums.
And take them back to the 39th parallel. All right, let's get to. How about Pennsylvania? Let's see what happens.
It?
Then we got to take another break. Okay. Let's get a call from Pennsylvania.
Hey guys, Scott calling from Mars, Pennsylvania. Just curious, was the mysterious picker ever revealed in regards to the person that was digging the arms of the chairs at Podcast Village?
Oh, this is great. This is great.
I don't remember if that was
good
ever.
Call.
I have an update.
Phone up or not? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Calling from Mars, Mike.
Mike, Pennsylvania.
We have a conference table here at Podcast Village that is made of natural wood, right? Reclaimed wood.
Yeah, it is. It's sort of a rough-hewn style wood. It's not splintery, but it's definitely not finished.
So over the last year, I've realized that there are two types of people in this world. They're the type of people that when they put a chair back in, they make sure it actually has clearance to put the chair back in. Or they'll get back in the chair and sit down and lower it a little bit. So the chair goes right back underneath the table. And then there are those that I like to call the Rob Fords of the world that like to just get up and then jam the chair any which way under the table, if they even bother doing that.
Right.
And that causes the wear and tear on the actual arms of the chair, which is not someone picking in a nervous manner.
This is just the going under the conference table. That's what gets it. Because of the thoughtless, mindless manipulation of the furniture. And was Rofo one of the prime offenders of this?
No, I just... What they don't realize downstairs.
They're just people that do it.
And I get up. I usually eat my lunch quickly, just like we radio guys. Get up, eat it, get out. Right.
Right. Exactly.
But then at times I'll go back in the conference room and I'll see where everybody was sitting, so I can put the chairs back in their normal position because no one else has done that. I'm like, I see what type of people we're dealing with here. That's about it.
Disgust. Yeah. So not a picker with the finger. But I thought it was somebody digging. Rob, you concur?
It felt like a dig. It felt like a dig.
It looked like it could have been a dig, but the reason that I believe Oscar is right is that the wear and tear is always in the identical position.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just science.
Maddie, you go along with this?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Pony Boy, do you go along with this? You think this is legit?
Yeah, I think so, because it's in the exact same spot every single time.
Yeah. All right. Oh, I wish I'd say that.
Yeah, but for those of you at home, don't buy new chairs. Just call the chair manufacturer and say, hey, we need it. We need new arms.
Yeah.
It'll save you a bundle of money.
Yeah. And by the way, getting under the conference table, that is a category.
On that note, we will take a break. We will come back with more of your yaks. Good ones this week, right here. Hello, Ellicott City. Love you all. Yes. We'll take a break on the Mike O'Meara Show. In the 1870s, Buffalo Bill Cody returned to Iowa to make his fortune in the search for the world's biggest strawberry. At his side was his trusty Colt revolver, and trailing his covered wagon was his trusty sidekick, Little Steve, riding his Palomino Llama with its Romanian hand-tanned gypsy saddle. Well, time marched on. Buffalo Bill left Iowa. But Little Steve stayed behind and bought a radio station, KCJJ, the mighty 1630, known far and wide for its music, information, and the place for great deals on dining room furniture and Iowa City molasses. Today, Little Steve is all grown up, and at 93, is known as Captain Steve. He's replaced the llama with a microphone. You don't have to salute him, you just have to listen to him every morning and occasionally bring him a cookie. Start your day with Captain Steve and Jim Hunter right here on the mighty 1630 KCJJ from 5 a.m. until they can't feel their toes. And bring him a cookie. Bring him a cookie.
Mike,
please do.
That is your Clio, and I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. Just the phrase strawberry.
Strawberries.
Strawberry.
That's old man way of saying strawberry. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Kettlebell Kitchen.
Yes.
Nutrition is on everyone's minds, and Kettlebell Kitchen knows that meal planning is never one size fits all, which is why they offer a personalized solution. They are changing people's lives with meal plans that are tailored to the nutrition you need with none of the hassle. You sign up for a plan or you order a la carte. I love the huevos rancheros.
Look at this man.
Arriba. Oh, my God, that I love those huevos rancheros. You can sign up for the plan today. It's delivered to your door twice a week for optimal freshness. Just heat, eat, no cleanup. You're going to love it. I also have me the buffalo sliders, and I have me the steak with the yucca or the yuca.
Yuca.
Is it yuca? It's yuca.
Named after your nephew.
Oh, my God. They had a little sauce that I put on the yuca that was delicious. I am a fan of Kettlebell Kitchen, and let me tell you how easy it is. If you're slimming down, you're bulking up, you're just looking to fuel your day, Kettlebell Kitchen has a plan for you. All their meals are free of dairy, soy, artificial sweeteners, and free of gluten. That's good, and they taste amazing!
Yes.
Amazing huevos rancheros!
Mike was so into this, he thought we were starting this advertising campaign on Monday and wanted to start talking about it on Monday.
He said, can we do this? Can we do the spot today?
I was ready.
Can we do it today? Yes.
I was ready. They even have vegetarian, keto, Whole30, and paleo options, and you can filter meals by your calorie, protein, fat, and carb limits so you get exactly the right food for your unique taste. It's comfort, and it's food, and it's wonderful. Feed the champion in you with Kettlebell Kitchen. Go to kettlebellkitchen.com and enter the code TMOS for $50 off your first two orders for new customers. That's $50 off your first two orders at kettlebellkitchen.com, code TMOS. Last night, Carl and I on the website at Kettlebell Kitchen, and she's leaning over me, like putting her face right up next to mine, and I'm like, I'm looking at this. This is my food.
Don't touch my yuca.
And we're fighting over it already, which is typical, you know. Oh, you want the grass-fed beef? I said, yes, I want the grass-fed beef. Because I ate the huevos rancheros doesn't mean I don't get the grass-fed beef. Look at me and look at you. Who needs Kettlebell Kitchen more, you or me? Look at this. All right? I look like I'm giving birth to something.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Let's get Bill from Baltimore on the line, shall we?
Yes, it's about time.
We got Bill from Baltimore. Take it away, Bill.
Hey, this is Bill from Baltimore.
Hi, Bill.
I was on the opening week of the Yak Shack, and I just had a suggestion.
I've noticed since Mike has been back, which is great. When Mike was out and Rob selected the acts, they were way funnier. And I think I've realized the reason is because I've heard Mike say several times he doesn't listen to them all the way. So he plays ones that we probably don't need to hear, plays multiple people over and over again. My suggestion would be, can Rob please pick them? They were so great that week. Just a thought. Thank you, guys. Love the show.
This guy.
I don't like Bill from Baltimore.
This guy's Mike.
Rob, next week, pick the X.
Oh, no.
No, I don't want to pick the X because I like to be surprised.
I'd love to give it up.
No, no, pick no.
You,
no,
you
no.
demanded full control.
Yes.
I don't need it.
No.
I don't need it.
And this guy is lying, by the way.
Hold on. I'm taking that criticism to heart. Pick the X next week.
But then I pick. But
you
then
go through them anyway and send them to me. So come on,
yeah, but I mean, double the work.
But no, you're not sabotaging me, are you?
Of course not. I don't even think I listen to the acts on the week I did them. All I do is I make sure that the levels are right and I trim
you
the front.
You probably
end.
Would be able to do it quicker.
Like
than
what's the saying? Oh God, John Lithgow. It's
why settle?
Why settle when you can select?
But do you still want to be the guy who plays them?
Yeah, I'll play them.
And so I should stack them in the order, or how do you want me to do it?
See, this is where the hard work comes
I wish
in.
That you could send me a soundboard, and I could just put it on the yaks. You know what I mean? Or you can play them next week. I'll sit back and let you do it.
I'll figure it out.
I love the control. I love playing them.
Yeah.
I love being able to play them. Yeah.
Why don't you just give us a signal, and then Rob will play them?
No, I'll do it next week. Okay. I don't know. Shut up, Bill from Baltimore.
What an ass.
Let's play a fun fact.
And you know what I hate?
Wait, hold on. I'm playing. What? And you we wanted one more thought timing, no, boy. What?
We gave him exactly what he wanted.
I know. Prick. Anyway, let's take another call.
Hey, boy. I've been thinking lately the Yak Shack's been missing some informative, hard-hitting facts, and I'd like to try to fix that.
Oh, great.
Antarctic penguins will occasionally walk away from the shores where they feed and nest, marching towards certain death inland. They march endlessly without stopping, heading towards the Antarctic mountains until they die from exposure or starvation. Biologists have retrieved the penguins, stopped their death march, returning them to their nesting places. And the penguins, once set down, will immediately begin their death march again.
What's wrong with people?
This behavior has been exhibited in domesticated penguins as well. On December 22nd, 2016, 17 penguins committed suicide successfully at SeaWorld by launching themselves off a 30-foot rock onto the concrete pad below. Have a good day, guys.
You have a good day, too. What is wrong with people? What is wrong with people?
Take that with me for the rest of my day.
Yeah,
30 dead penguins. Yeah,
30 dead. Thanks so much at SeaWorld. Mm. Is that true, do you think?
No.
Do you think that's true?
I don't think there's a stitch. I don't think there's a stitch of truth to that.
Okay, very good. How about Kitty Corner? You want Kitty Corner?
Yes, let's do it.
All right, let's get Kitty Corner.
This is Lyle and Garnet from Spokane, Washington. And Garnet, who is 3 years old, has some things she wants to say.
I love you, Uncle Mike.
Oh. See.
Oscar Payne likes a Shanna.
What?
Be nice to Shanna.
I love you, Rob.
He loves you, Rob.
Aww.
F you, Rob.
F you, Rob.
We love you, Rob, and then F you, Rob.
Maybe he should get together with Bill from Baltimore.
TMO is the Yak Shack, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take another one.
Hey, Mike, Oscar, Rob, Pony, and Maddie, because I don't want to end up on anybody's bad list. This is Mike from Austin, a P1 bonus show subscriber, 2-time fruitcake purchaser, and also Rob's cousin by marriage.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's
Mike.
I just
got done listening to the NFL picks, and just a thought, since you guys seem to be picking all the same teams, you may want to think about some kind of tiebreaker just in case y'all end up with the same picks. So,
well, no need for a tiebreaker, Rob's cousin, because your cousin dominated completely.
1 week.
Neither one of us came on.
Just one week. In a
phenomenal week. Rob is the clear leader. So,
but I can offer this as a tiebreaker.
Yes.
Traditional leagues, a lot of times you guess the total amount of points scored on the Monday night game.
All right. If it's tied, if we get there.
Yeah.
We're not going to get there.
I know. I don't think we will.
But you're ahead anyway. So even if we tied the overall season-long thing, we're not going to tie for the whole season.
No.
That's the way I look at it. All right. Let's take a Pink Floyd call.
We don't need no education. Hey, teacher, please talk to yourself. Hey, teacher, please talk to yourself.
Thank you. I don't know where that
Pretty
came
good.
From.
No.
We've got one more before we go to break here. This is from my favorite town.
We have time for the break.
We got time.
Oh, we do? Yeah. We do? We're 48.
Yeah, we got 10 minutes. And...
No. No, wait. Oh, we get them all. I planned accordingly this
week. Yeah, you did
exactly.
You've been on schedule the whole day.
We should remember we started the Yaks early, super early.
I'm so excited. Chico, California. Let's take a call from Chico.
Hi, guys. Thank you. This is Mike in Chico. Just wanted to thank you, Michael Mira, and Maddie, and Rob, and why is this like an interview? And Oscar, and Pony Boy, and everybody. I enjoyed the Wayne Newton interview. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
Really cool. I've played it several times, and it got me to thinking way back in the day. I was just a young 12-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
I got a cassette recorder from JCPenney. Used to make electronic things, and I got one from my grandma. And it was right around 1980.
Am I the only one where the starting to annoy me a little bit? Just
starting.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Maybe he's doing leg lifts or something.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
I'm sure that's it.
And one of the things was the last hour, and Mr. Wayne Newton came on, and I recorded it, and somehow I have kept this tape way back in the back of the closet.
Oh, he's gonna play.
And
a
I'm
tape.
Gonna play a little story that Wayne, Rob, you probably know this one already. So,
well, this is so cool.
Oh, I hope the audio is okay
on the podcast. I'm gonna pop this puppy in. This is Mr. Wayne.
Tape 1980.
You better, pal. It's up to now. You and I have had a meaningful relationship, but if it's not for shame, you're out.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, you know what, sir? Send me the tape. Yeah, Let me digitize it. I'd love to hear it. Yeah. But this is not the time nor the place.
All right. Well,
Let's get a Rob fan on there. I think this is a legitimate Rob fan. Let's listen. All right. Hold on. Oops. Sorry. Sorry about that. I got to do that. And then I got to do that.
Rob fan.
All right, here we go.
Rob fan.
Hello, guys. This is Tom. I'm calling from the D.C. area. This call is really pointed at Rob. Rob, you got to tell them to F off.
Ooh.
I'm sitting here listening to the Friday show, listening to you being chastised because you didn't get some ass from Ben and Jerry's and your boss or whatever the hell he is.
Hey,
what?
Just giving you a hard time. You tell them to shove it. Start your own friggin' podcast.
Oh.
There you go. Bring the Mexican guy or whatever the hell he is
with you
to help set it up.
The Mexican. Right.
But I've been listening to this crap for a long time. Gary got it right. Mike is just an ass.
Yeah.
And he's using you.
Okay.
Using?
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. You don't get it, sir. You don't understand.
I play them all.
Yeah, Mike,
I don't listen to them. Mike. If I'd listened to that, it wouldn't have made it on the air.
Well,
yes, it would. Yes.
In fairness, the guy.
I did listen to it. Mike from Yuba.
When someone says Mexican or whatever he is.
Yes.
I mean, shows you.
Lost a little credibility there.
Shows you who's back in Rob.
I don't care for this call.
We're taking calls on the X-ray. How about Green Bay, Wisconsin? Should
Love
we try
it.
That?
Yes.
Let's go to Green Bay.
Well, this is north in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Well, I live in De Pere now, but you know it's basically right next door to Green Bay,
where all the phones were.
I was listening to last week's show. You were talking about the young man who wants to get the Packers. Look at, you had an interesting discussion. You know, you're right. They're to be admired.
Had an interesting discussion. All the calls from the Midwest.
Why are the calls from that part of the world always like that?
Give me a percentage. Give me a percent. What are the chances that was a novelty phone shaped like a piece of cheese?
He's not done yet.
Oh, there's more.
I'm sorry. I just know there was more. Me. It just frustrates me.
For being a community-owned team by us shareholders here in Green Bay.
What?
Now, Mr. Oscar Santana said that watching a game on TV was 100 times better than sitting in the seats at Lambeau. No, it's not.
No.
Okay.
At all.
First of all, that's hallowed ground, the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. There's nothing like the experience.
Lambeau.
It's the small town. You got the good beer. You got your brats. You know, your sausages.
You know.
Got good cheese heads.
Come on, Oscar.
And you're watching the game. It's better than sitting at home, Oscar. I'm sorry. I don't know what you're used to having. No carne asada tacos and watching the Reds.
Oh, no.
What's the deal this week, huh?
This is America.
This is America.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just go Pack go. You know, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, Matt LaFleur.
Okay. All right. I get it. I understand what you're saying. Thank you very much.
Okay. Lambeau Field may be the wrong, I guess.
Lambeau.
It may be the wrong example as far as. A better experience at home. Right. What I'm used to is FedEx Field.
Boo.
And even when you go to M&T, not that great.
I get it.
If you had a bucket list, I would want to go see a game at Lambeau Field.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
At least once in my life.
I understand. You know what? And then the thing is, with these calls, enough with the Mexican, tacos and stuff like that.
Well,
okay?
No, in fairness to this gentleman.
How about the people of North Carolina? Okay, CNN, don't tease me and tell me the Democrats are going to win a congressional race all night long when you know he's goddamn not going to, because it's North effing Carolina.
Ooh, new political persuasions tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you very much.
Ramped
that drops
up
tomorrow. Oh, I'll be ready for it. Next call, I just don't know.
Oh, good.
I don't know.
Hey, guys. I was just listening to one of the last episodes. I can't keep track. But there was when they were talking that guy down in Florida on the plane. And the thing I didn't get till I listened to it again is how cool the air traffic controller was. Guy did a hero's job as well.
All right.
Anyway, love the show. Peace out, fellas.
Air traffic controllers and the pilots of America are fantastic people. They're great, courageous men. Pilots and air traffic controllers.
Yeah, of course.
Speaking of pilots.
Hey, it's Joel Rogers, and I'm calling from the layover here in Los Angeles, California.
Woo.
And I'd like to thank the caller who called in Do I just give up or do I keep going? I don't know.
Keep going, Joel.
Yeah, go.
What are you doing in the plane, Joel?
I'm calling about the guy who called and used my name last week, but what? I just blew that. So play this one and laugh heartily.
Joel, you're getting paranoid. Yeah. Joel, there's no need. We're not going to mock you.
This is Joel Rogers. I'm calling from Los Angeles, California.
I'm currently on
a layover.
Take two.
And I'm responding to the guy who called last week. All I'm going to say is, hey, it's been almost a month since my name was mentioned on TMOS, so thanks for fixing that for me. That's it.
That's
bye-bye.
All.
I'll hang up and listen to you make fun of me off the air.
That's all.
Thank you, Joel. We love you, Joel. We always love you.
He does have a hater out there. There's one guy.
He does. He does have a hater. He does.
That's all.
That's all. All right, we got to get through these.
We do.
I'm going to get through these. Here we go.
Hey, Yackers. It's Paul from Las Vegas.
Yackers.
I'm visiting my folks in the Atlantic. That's south of Cape Canaveral, Cocoa Beach, Satellite Beach, and Indian Harbor Beach. North of Sebastian Inlet.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, it's Robert from Las Vegas. Referring to the episode where Nikki was sponsoring or mentioning his lawyer, that is an actual lawyer here in Las Vegas, and those are his commercials.
Thank you for enlightening us. We're aware of that. It wouldn't be funny if he didn't use the really good. Hey, Rob, you want a joke?
I love Mike. Yes, please.
Here's a joke for you.
Hi, Mike from Opal, Virginia, calling with a quick joke. I would never do this, but this one's tailored especially for Rob.
Oh, nice.
What did Jay-Z call his girlfriend before they got married?
What?
Fiance. Everybody buy a bonus show.
He liked it, sir. He liked
he
it.
B-plus.
Oscar did, too.
B-plus.
Oscar found at the table.
Like rube, sir.
This next call simply says Ireland.
Hi, everyone. Maddie, gentlemen. This is Trista calling from Sacramento, and I was wondering if you've recently heard about the population of the capital of Ireland? It's Dublin. Love you guys. Bye.
What?
Dublin.
It's Dublin.
Dublin.
Oh, God. Don't laugh at that one. Oh, my God. That's two in a row for you.
No.
All right.
I didn't laugh. I didn't laugh. But it gave me pause.
You know, you like it because it's
the control room.
No. The control room loves it. When I hear a joke like that, lady from Sacramento, I immediately take pause and think, how can it be fixed? Because it's very close. It's very close to something.
I get it. Let's get Oscar's bone on here.
I got a bone to pick with Oscar.
Yes, sir.
Hey, guys. Big fan. Joe and Dixon. Day drinking.
Oh, nice.
Love it. Anyway. 84 degrees outside, by the way. Oscar.
Yes.
What the F, man? Hmm? Whenever you say what city or state or wherever you're traveling to on your 1,000 vacations you take, why do you always say, I'm going down to Boston proper? Why do you always say proper? I don't get it.
Not the
suburbs. We're going to Orlando proper. In D.C., proper, and you always like uptick it. I love you, man. I was just wondering, is that like a tick, like one of them ticks you guys have, like a tick? What do you guys call them?
Yeah,
like when you
verbal crutch.
Crutch, yeah. Crutch.
Say stuff a lot, and you just can't get it out of your vernacular. I'm gonna go down to the winery. I'm gonna go to Seattle proper.
That doesn't work.
Okay, I'm nitpicking here. I love you guys.
Am I using it correctly?
Well, you are, and I don't think you overuse
it.
Oh, he's gone.
He's gone.
I always
he's
thought gone. When you used it, you were being like MC Hammer.
Yeah.
Proper. Hey, well, the critics are just thick. They're thick on the X this week.
Hi, this is Elijah from New Brunswick. And I just wanted to say, I got two things. First of all, the guy who calls in about the weed reviews, get over yourself. You call in a second time bitching about another person with a weed review, and you're not even giving a weed review. Who gives a effing lipstick if you're in traffic, bro?
Bro.
We need another.
They're feeding on each other. They're feeding
on. If you don't provide it, I will. Second thing.
Yeah.
Rob, I love you. I love everybody on this show. But for goodness sakes, man, you're so good at fading in and out of music with those big old ham hands, but I got some news for you. The iPad Pro isn't going to get any bigger, and your flipping hands aren't getting any smaller. So stick to what you know. Fade in and out the music, which is great, but you're not so great at booking guests. Nobody gives a flipping slime flipping H about an author of a book. Honestly.
Wow.
But if you just let somebody a little bit fresher, a little newer, maybe more recent generation, I'm not trying to.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's just
I'm sorry you cut that off. That was a really fun call.
Too much for him.
Yeah. He was. So I did enjoy sitting in your seat when you were gone.
Right.
Yes.
I did say that honestly. This is fun. It's you got a lot of gadgets in front of
you.
Sure. We're winding down. Four more.
Here. Okay.
Welcome to Bank of America. This is a notice from the Chinese voice department. Start recording now.
Thought you'd like that.
People.
Come on.
It's a strong final five.
Of the music.
Thank you very much.
Like, it's Mary Ann from Midville, Utah. You know, I just left Walmart, and I just said no to the guy who asked for my receipt.
There you go.
I don't know why I get such a big kick out of that.
I do, too, every week.
Hi, everybody.
Yep.
And also, every time I shave my legs, I think about the fact that you guys don't wash your legs. Gross. Bye.
Thank you. By the way, when they ask you for the receipt, do what I do. It's a rush. Yeah. It's a rush. No, thank you. And you say it politely and walk by them, and they can't do a darn
thing.
All right, we got another helper.
Hey.
Here we go.
Oh. It's Chris. I'm from Connecticut.
Yep.
A little bit close to like where Frank is from, if you know what I mean.
Oh, Frank from Brantford.
Water Haven.
Yep, I get it.
Frankie, you keep bothering Mr. Mike. I'm going to have to contact Mr. Mike and have him give me your number so I can find you and make you sleep with the fishes out in Long Island Sound.
Wow, death threats now.
Leave Mr. Mike alone.
Wow.
Frankie from Brantford.
Consider this your warning. I don't want to have to call again. You know what I mean?
There we go. Mark. All right. The penultimate call now.
Excellent.
Okay. It's my shtick. It's the multiple calls. You got a bunch of bungholes now that are calling in.
Is that Mike from Yuba?
They're embarrassing like the Yak Shack. I expect more out of Yakkers.
Is that the lucid Mike from Yuba?
I got to go Clint on these guys.
People threatening violence. What's going on?
It's a
with
different them? Mood this
that
week.
That doesn't make any sense. What the hell? I'm totally lost.
It sounds like
I should have called in sooner because I'm... What?
That's Yuba.
Fail.
That's Yuba. Right.
Yeah.
Isn't it Yuba? Yeah, but Yuba. I can't tell. All right, let's take our final call.
This is the last call.
I hold in my hand the final call on the TMOS Yak Shack.
Hey, Rob, I called a couple weeks ago, and you were a complete dick to me for no reason. So guess what?
What?
The hens have come to roost. That's right. I got a full cup of ice, and I'm dedicating one to you.
Oh, stop it! Cut it out!
That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, the TMOS Yak Shack. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll have
Hope he broke a filling.
888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. Thank you for your yaks. We got through all of them.
Good job.
Face hurts. Laugh so much.
Keep them coming. And hey, more kids. I love the kids.
Yeah. The kids are good.
Both the youngsters. Art Linkletter. Fantastic. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Political Persuasion.
Hey, it's Chris Fritz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I take on Sharpiegate. Writing on a map is against the law. We'll tell you why. Plus, the Climate Change Town Hall. 7 hours of policy. Did Mike tune in? And we take your questions this week.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Untuckit. Ever wonder why traditional button-up shirts look so long and baggy?
Baggy!
That's because they were never meant to be worn that way. Ah! The solution? Untuckit shirts. Specifically designed to be worn untucked. Untuckit is the original untucked shirt. A modern solution to an old problem with no tucking or tailoring required. No matter your size or shape, their shirts are the perfect untucked length. I adore my untucked shirts. Not too long, not too short, and the coolest designs on the net. I love the material and the colors. With more than 50 fit combinations, untucked shirts look great on tall, short, slim, and athletic guys of all ages. Try on in person at one of Untuckit's 50 stores, or you can go to Untuckit.com to get started. They even offer free shipping and returns on all orders in the USA. Plus, you can save 20% on your first order by using the code TMOS at checkout. That's Untuckit.com, promo code TMOS, and we thank you.
News!
Boo! Morning on you. Well, let me just get serious for just a second here and turn that music down just a little bit. We would not be doing our job if we didn't remember all the people we lost on 9/11, including the first responders who ran into those buildings, knowing that they might not make it back out. Rob Spiewak and I were in New York City on 9/11. It was something we will never, ever forget, and I think most of us will remember more than anything driving out through the Lincoln Tunnel when we finally got back out the Friday after the attacks and look back on the New York skyline that would never, ever be the same. And it was there was not a dry eye in our car as we were leaving the
Forever
city.
Forever changed.
And then we got the shock of driving back into D.C. and seeing the damage done at the Pentagon. It was an amazingly moving day, and we still, every year it seems, like it wasn't that long ago.
18 years ago, it's still so fresh. It's fresh, and you feel it when I wake up on the morning every year. Yeah. I feel it. It hangs heavy over me. It's a tragic thing.
There's so many people that unnecessary that we had to lose them. Their legacy, by the way, is still with us in more ways than one. The newest class of New York City firefighters set to graduate later this month, and 13 of them are children of firefighters who lost their lives as a result
God bless
of
them, man.
That wow, is
it's
not
a special,
something
special kind of courage
pause.
Right there.
These are called legacy graduates. It's the most any one class has ever had. In addition to those 13, there are at least three more legacy grads who are children of other first responders who died, including the son of an NYPD officer. Mm. So on 9/11, take a moment today. And God, it felt like such a rube dropping Michael off at the bus today. And Ron, our security guy, coming out there today, I said, what are you doing here? What are you doing? He said, I'm lowering the flag. I said, oh, God, I forgot. And then I remembered right away, and it all got back to me. So
to put it in perspective, Julia, who's in college right now, 18 years old, was an infant when it happened. So the kids that are in high school, the kids that are entering college, have no recollection of the day.
None. Yep.
And it exists only in history, and it is our duty to remember this moving forward, because it was a definite moment that changed history in a second.
All right, let's move on to the regular stuff now. Antonio Brown, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard a lot about
him. He's having a good year, isn't he? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been with the New England Patriots for about 4 days, and now there's a whole new kind of drama, and it's serious. Brown's former trainer, Brittany Taylor, is suing him, claiming that he sexually assaulted her three times, twice in June of 2017 and again in May of 2018. Mm. The lawsuit says, quote, Brown used manipulation and false promises to lure her into his world, and once there, he sexually assaulted and raped her. These heinous acts have inflicted severe and dramatic damage, irreparably harming her. The Patriots say they were caught by surprise, and the NFL is investigating. So who knows? This guy, what a year. Mm. I mean, this guy, you know, you have that stellar career with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Nobody hears a word about this.
Right.
You go to the Raiders and behave kind of like a total asshat.
Yeah.
And then the slime balls pick you up. And then this drops.
Maybe.
This is amazing.
But he has a lot in common with Kraft, though. So that's.
Find out. Kraft. We'll find out.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, it's pretty intense. Robert Pattinson's Batman movie could have as many as 6 villains in it. Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I hope he plays Batman as Sad. Sad that there's so many villains.
Brooding Batman.
Brooding Batman.
The Penguin, the Riddler. Never heard of any of them before. I've never heard of them before. Yeah. I'm from the Idiocracy. It has electrolytes.
You mean like out of the toilet?
Jesus. God. Nobody's been cast yet, but rumor has it Warner Brothers wants Rihanna to play Poison Ivy.
Ah.
Oh, and one other thing. Da 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 da.
I wish you loved those movies more.
Mike, you can change the old.
I love the first two.
What if they went back to the original TV theme, but changed it to da 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 da
Batman. All right. And now on another thing that I love to hate.
Yes.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Meara Show. Good to be with you.
It's a new segment called Agenda.
HGTV. Rob Spiewak's going to love this
story. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
They paid $3.5 million to buy the Brady Bunch house, and who knows how much to renovate it to make it inside look exactly like the sets of the show, but it was worth it. The premiere of a very Brady renovation attracted 3.36 million viewers.
Oh, my God.
The biggest HGTV audience in 2 years. That's even more than the series finale of Fixer Upper, or finale, thank you very much,
finale
2018. When this is all over, HGTV is keeping the house, possibly for future specials or corporate events. An exec says, quote, we America House,
I'm ashamed how fascinating I found the show because of my attention to detail and stuff
episodes?
Like that. I don't know. I think it's like an 8-episode run.
He wouldn't know that. He likes the Brady. How would he know any detail like that? He's the typical consumer of that crap. How many episodes? Don't know. Batman.
Well, I can tell you that the original Brady Bunch ran for 5 seasons of 39 episodes each.
Thank you very much. Okay. Proud. Proud.
Hey, God, beaming, that's all I got.
Beaming. Anyway, according to a new study by the
Beaming
Mayo Clinic, you know, this is the kind of show where people can say, why is Mike so angry?
Why?
I'm really
He's
not.
So tempered, usually.
I'm really, really not.
What
but I'm not
is the
that
matter with them?
At American University. According to a new study by the Mayo Clinic, people who had their dogs sleep in their bedroom, either in their bed or on the ground, slept better. This doesn't surprise me at all.
No.
We have Frankie. Frankie's drill is hysterical because Frankie can only sleep under the covers. So we have this little drill where he gets up on the bed and then Carla lifts up the sheet and he crawls down to the foot of the bed on her side. And then in the morning when we all wake up, he sleeps in like a teenager.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, you see this lump on in the sheets. That's it.
Yeah, and then sometimes, and then I'll wriggle his little collar. But he knows he gets this great new sausage snack that we give him now that he goes nuts for.
Yeah.
So he's the most excited dog to go outside because he knows there's a treat on the other end. Let's get another dog. That I finally have dog happiness in my house. Let's get another one. Anyway, didn't matter how big the dog was. It helps you when you have your dog.
You know what Linus does is he will stay in bed until I put my pants on, and then he knows that's the last thing I do, and then he gets off the bed.
And Rob's talking about his pants and his underwear.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Because you just walk around like Donald Duck
all day
before you leave.
With Rob's balls hanging out. Like, you know, a little something, something.
You know, the neighbors have finally chipped into my curtains for us.
A little something, something. 53-year-old Ellen McMillan of Brandon, Florida, was arrested and charged with third-degree felony battery and misdemeanor disorderly intoxication after she tried to slap a taxi driver and kicked a deputy sheriff at the park.
Oh, no.
The incident started when McMillan asked a taxi driver who does not smoke for a cigarette outside of the park. She became very angry when he told her he did not have one and began trying to slap him. She also verbally stated she was drunk multiple times.
I'm drunk and he's a cigarette.
Cigarette and he's drunk. Drunk.
After she was arrested, she reportedly kicked another deputy.
Of course she did.
In the leg at least twice as they were taking her to the patrol car. According to the report, Disney security requested McMillan be banned from all Disney World property. She ain't coming back. In response to a request for comment from Fox News, a spokesman for Disney World stated that the park has no tolerance for violence. And if you're interested, Mickey and Minnie are Marlboro Red people. There you go. Thank you very much. Take a break and come back with the Audio Vault abbreviated on the Mike O'Meara Show every Friday.
It's official. We're in the dog days of summer. However, the weather will soon change and thoughts will turn to the holidays and fruitcakes. Place your order now for this delectable holiday favorite, culled from a traditional Spiewak family recipe with two great ways to purchase. The Deluxe Plan and the Super Premium Fruitcake Plan, complete with a hand-signed card and a special one-of-a-kind collectible. Click the banner at MikeOmerasShow.com and order today. But you better hurry! TMOS Fruitcake Futures, the perfect way to share your love of TMOS with those you love.
You know, Jim Amato puts me in the Christmas spirit even in September.
Yeah.
That's pretty special.
I love that. The chimes
you,
are great.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Liquid IV. Liquid IV is the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated, and I love it. It just came yesterday, the lemon lime that I've been waiting for from the Mike O'Meara Show website. I love Liquid IV. You will, too. You know, I have to tell you, it's 108 heat index down here every day. Anything you can do to hydrate more is fantastic. Liquid IV hydrates you 2 to 3 times faster and more efficiently than water alone. With an added bonus of vitamin C, B3, B5, B6, and B12, Liquid IV, the fastest growing wellness brand. You can find it everywhere, even Costco. Liquid IV hydration multipliers sold at all Costco's nationwide. A healthy alternative to traditional sugary sports drinks because no artificial flavors or preservatives are in it. I love Liquid IV. I know you will too. Right now, our listeners get 25% off at liquidiv.com when you use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order on the Liquid IV website. Go to liquidiv.com and enter the promo code TMOS to get your savings and start getting better hydration. That's liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Don't wait. Start properly hydrating today. Let's open up the audio vault for a very sad day for a lot of us, and you really want to stop and thank the people, the first responders, and think about all the people we lost. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
Mike, do you want to be rich?
Oh, do I?
You want to be wealthy?
Oh,
yeah, I do, I do, I do, absolutely.
Take advice from a rich and wealthy guy named Shaquille O'Neal.
Would be the same advice that a fella gave me at a bar. He had a piece of paper, said this is $100, you rip it in half. He said you save 50, you can play with the other 50. But the difference between rich and wealthy is you rip the 50 in half, And with the 25, you do whatever you want, but with that other 25, you save it. I actually didn't touch my first check until I got married and started having children. So Lester Nispel, thank you for that advice.
So he's saying if you save 75% of your money, you'll be rich and wealthy.
I thought it was half.
Well, half and then half
then
again.
And then he ripped the other half.
Yeah, but don't actually rip the bill because then it's worthless.
And isn't it illegal?
It is, right? But I don't think. But I think it's like killing a praying mantis. It's an unenforceable law. All right. Where you got?
This piece of paper represents every dollar you have.
Okay. All right.
So you make this is what you make for.
Okay.
Right.
Take
okay.
it a half.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Got it. All right.
And half and a half goes into the bank.
Right.
The other half you can do whatever you want.
Yes. Well, that's if you want to be rich.
Yes.
But if you want to be wealthy.
Wealthy.
Right.
You tear it in half again.
That's right. But all right. So you tear it in half again. If you want to be really wealthy, there you go.
And then you spend that.
If you get married.
Just light it on fire.
That's right.
Just light it on fire, couple it up, light it on fire, and then eat it.
And then eat it. And then have trouble getting through your colon.
Your lovely feathered colon.
Thank you, my teenage colon.
Mike, what do you know about culning?
What?
Culming?
Culning. K-U-L-N-I-N-G. Culming.
Culming.
Not an Olympic sport.
It's an ancient Swedish herding call. Ooh. So if you want to keep all of your sheep together and you're in Sweden, this is what you do. And also, it helps to know the lady that's culling is lovely.
Beautiful.
Like that's how you culm.
So that's what I think of when I think of like a mermaid siren.
Yeah, sure.
Right? I loved it. It's absolutely enchanting.
And you know what? I can hear yodeling in it if you were to go to the Swiss Alps. And I can also hear like backwoodsy Americans screaming in it too.
This is what I hear when I was younger, man, Mike, at a strip club. When I'd be sitting there, I'd be like, all right, fine. Just take my money. Take my money.
And then that's right. That would be the signal they'd send to all the other strippers when Oscar would walk in.
That's right.
He's here. He's in the front row. Yeah. Go to him.
Rube.
Go to him. Thank you.
That's also the sound the ATM makes when he gets the four-number code right.
I love that.
Great sponsor, Ring Doorbell. And we see a lot of times Ring Doorbells capturing crime. Mm-hmm. How about this? A guy lost his wallet in his driveway, and a Good Samaritan brings it to his front door. He's not home. But the Good Samaritan is able to return his wallet thanks to his Ring doorbell. This is pretty cool.
How can I help?
Boss man, hey, I found the wallet outside by the Escalade. So I'm just returning it because it's sitting right there right side by the driver's door.
Hey, I really appreciate it. I own the house. If you don't mind, just leave it right down there on the bottom of the doorstep. What's your name?
Moses.
Thank you, Moses.
Welcome, brother, man.
Not many people out there like you, buddy.
Isn't that cool? The Ring doorbell allowed him to return
that
wallet.
That's very cool.
That's the guy that ought to be on every newscast, everywhere, in the country, 24/7. How about we take down a few Kylie Jenner tapes and we put up this guy, okay? Yeah. America, Idiocracy. Thank you, Rob. Thank you for saving me, Rob, from my serious moment there. Thank you. That's it. I'm stopping the show. That's it.
All right.
That's it. Rob wins. Rob won that one. He won that one.
Sorry,
there's no
Wednesday,
better kicker
everybody.
Than you doing that to me. All right there. That's it. Don't forget, everybody. That's leaving him laughing, everybody. Rob, you ought to save that for any time I really get out of control. Because like, that will come and soothe me and make me laugh.
There are certain tapes that we keep, you know.
Yeah. Rob, when the heat in the kitchen gets to be too much, you have to keep that tape. That's my advice.
I'm going to use it on Political Persuasions, too.
We got to get out of here for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ass. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
Good night, Herr Doctor.
Good night, Frau Blücher.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die.